Welcome to the deep dive. Ever wondered how a whole bunch of electric charges actually, interact, pushing and pulling each other?
Yeah, it's like this invisible dance.
Exactly. So today, we're going beyond just two charges. We're diving into how multiple charges exert their influence on each other. It's really key to understanding the fundamental forces around us.
That's right. We usually start with Coulomb's law,
yeah.
Right? Which is great for two charges. Elegant, even.
Super elegant.
But let's be honest, the universe is rarely that simple. It's messy. You've usually got lots of charges interacting all at once.
So what happens then with three or four or a whole crowd of them?
Well, that's what we're exploring today. We're drawing from some excerpts, specifically from 12creebsy1.6.pdf.
Okay. And our mission for you, the learner, is to really cut through the noise. We want to give you a clear, sort of intuitive grasp of these multi-charge systems.
Yeah, like a shortcut to understanding this really foundational idea without getting bogged down in, super complex math right away.
It really starts with a question that sounds simple, but maybe isn't. If you have more than two charges, is the total force just, is it just adding up the forces between each pair?
That's a $1 million question, isn't it?
It leads us right into the interesting stuff. Like you said, Coulomb's law is our starting point for two charges. Force is proportional to the charges, inversely proportional to the square of the distance. Got it.
Right.
But then, bam, a third charge shows up. Does it mess with the force between the original two? Does it change that interaction fundamentally?
Nope, not at all. And that's where this really powerful idea comes in, the principle of superposition.
Okay, superposition, break that down for us.
Basically, it means the total force on any one charge, let's say charge one, due to a whole group of other charges, is simply the vector sum.
Vector sum. Okay, direction matters.
Direction matters. It's the sum of the individual forces that each one of those other charges would exert on charge one if it were the only other charge present.
Hold on. So if I have charge A and charge B pulling on each other, and then I bring in charge C, the force between A and B just stays the same. Doesn't care that C is now hanging around.
Exactly. That's the crucial bit. The text we looked at puts it plainly. The individual forces are unaffected due to the presence of other charges.
Nah.
Think about it like people pulling ropes. If you're pulling on a box and someone else starts pulling too,
my pulling force doesn't change just because they started pulling.
Right. Your force is your force. The total force on the box changes, of course, because now you're adding their force vectorially to yours. But your individual contribution is the same.
Okay. That makes sense. Like mechanical forces, they add up as vectors, considering direction. So electrostatics is the same.
Absolutely. Electrostatic forces are vectors. They have magnitude and direction. So yeah, when you have multiple forces on one charge, you combine them using vector addition.
All right. Let's make it concrete. Say we have three charges. Let's call them Q1, Q2, and Q3. How do we find the total force on Q1?
Okay, so using superposition, first you pretend only Q1 and Q2 exist. Calculate the force between them, F12, using good old Coulomb's law.
Standard calculation. Need the charges, the distance R12, the direction vector R12.
Exactly. The source gives the formula. F12 gives 1, 4, 0, Q1, Q2, R1, 22, R12. That constant, 1, 4, 0, is just Coulomb's constant. R12 gives the direction.
Got it. Calculate F12. Then step two.
Step two. You pretend only Q1 and Q3 exist. Forget Q2 for a moment.
Okay.
Calculate the force F13 between Q1 and Q3 using Coulomb's law again. F13 between Q1 or force 3, R13 different distance, R13 different direction, R13.
Right. So now Q1 feels F12 and F13. Do we just add the numbers, the strengths?
Well, no, not just the strengths. Remember, vectors. You need to add F12 and F13 as vectors. The total force F1 is the vector sum, F1, F12 plus F13.
Which the test writes out as that longer sum, F1, O1, 4, 3, Q1 to Q2, R1 to L2, R1, 3, 2 plus 1, Q1 to Q3, R1 to 2, R13.
Precisely. You have to consider the directions. Are they pointing the same way, opposite ways, at some angle?
Right, using the parallelogram rule or components or whatever vector method works best.
Exactly. And the beauty is, this isn't just for three charges. It works for any number.
So if we had like N charges, Q1, Q2, all the way to Qn?
Yep. The total force on Q1 is just the vector sum of the forces from Q2, Q3, Q4, all the way up to Qn, each calculated individually using Coulomb's law.
So the force between Q1 and, Q5, it's calculated just based on Q1 and Q5 and their separation. Doesn't matter that Q2, 3, Q4, Q6, etc. are all there too?
That's the core idea. It doesn't matter. The individual pairwise interaction is unchanged. The formula just becomes a summation.
F1 over A from 2 to N of the Coulomb force term for Q1 and key.
F1 from I2 to N, 1, 4, 4, Q1 key, right, 12, R1. It looks maybe a bit intimidating, but it's just adding up those individual vector forces.
It still feels like it could get messy with a lot of charges, adding all those vectors.
It can, computationally. But the principle is straightforward, and honestly, as the excerpt says, it's incredibly powerful. All of electrostatics is basically a consequence of Coulomb's law and the superposition principle.
Wow. That's a big statement. Those two ideas are the foundation for everything else in electrostatics.
Pretty much. It all builds from there.
Okay, let's make this even more real. The source has some examples. Example 1.5 sounds interesting. Three identical charges, little q, at the corners of an equilateral triangle.
Right. Nice and symmetric.
And then they put another charge, big Q, with the same sign as Q, right smack in the middle at the centroid.
Yep, at point O. Figure 1.6 in the source shows it.
So what's the net force on that central charge, Q?
Well, this is where symmetry really helps you out.
Hmm.
Because it's an equilateral triangle, and Q is at the centroid.
It's the same distance from each corner charge, Q, right?
Exactly the same distance. The text calculates at AO, BO, Phiro, ECO equals L3, where L is the side length of the triangle.
Okay, equal distances. And all the Q charges are the same, and they have the same sign as Q, so they're all pushing Q away.
Correct. Repulsion. So you'll have three forces acting on Q. Let's call them F1 from charge at A, F2 from B, and F3 from C.
And because the distances and charges are identical, the strength or magnitude of each force must be the same.
Precisely. The magnitude is 3-4 force, QQ, QL2, for all three. But their directions are different. F1 points along AO, F2 along BO, F3 along CO, radially outwards from the center.
So three equal forces 120 degrees apart, pushing outwards from the center. What's the total? What happens when you add those vectors?
This is the cool part. If you add any two of them vectorially, say F2 and F3.
Using the parallelogram rule.
Right. Their resultant vector turns out to be exactly equal in magnitude, but opposite in direction to the third force, F1.
So F2 plus F3 perfectly cancels out F1.
Perfectly. The net force on Q is zero. Nothing. It just sits there, even though it's being pushed hard from three directions.
That's wild. So the symmetry leads to perfect cancellation.
Exactly. And the source points out, you could almost guess this just from the symmetry, if there was a net force in some direction.
And you rotated the whole setup by, say, 120 degrees.
The physics hasn't changed. It looks identical. But the direction of your supposed net force would have rotated. That's a contradiction.
Ah. So the only way to avoid the contradiction is if the net force is zero to begin with. Clever.
Symmetry arguments can be really powerful shortcuts.
Okay, what about example 1.6? Different setup. Still an equilateral triangle, but the charges are positive Q, and negative Q at the vertices.
Right. Figure 1.7. Now we have both attraction and repulsion in the mix.
Let's look at the forces on each charge. Start with the positive Q at vertex A. What does it feel?
Okay. Q at A feels repulsion from the other Q at B. Let's call that F12, pushing it away along line BA.
And it feels attraction toward the Q at C. Right, pulling it along AC, call that F13.
Correct. So you have a repulsive push and an attractive pull. You add those two vectors, F12 and F13. The example shows the result, F1, is a force directed along the side BC of the triangle.
Interesting. Along the side connecting the other two charges. You know, what about the other positive Q, the one at vertex B?
Similar situation, just mirrored. It's repelled by Q at A along AB and attracted to Q at C along BC.
So its total force, F2, is also going to be along one of the triangle sides.
Yep. When you add those vectors, the total force F2 on the charge at B points along the side AC.
Okay. Now for the negative charge, Q at vertex C, is attracted to both positive charges, right?
Right. It feels an attractive force towards A along CA and an attractive force towards B along CB.
Two pulls towards the other vertices. What's the resultant force? F3.
When you add those two attraction vectors, the total force F3 on the charge at C points outwards along the line that bisects the angle BCA.
So we have F1 along BC, F2 along AC, and F3 bisecting the angle at C. A bit complex, but then the example points out something really neat about some of all these forces.
It does. It notes that if you take the total force on charge A, F1, plus the total force on charge B, F2, plus the total force on charge C, F3, their vector sum is zero. F1 plus F2 plus F3 plus F3 equals zero.
The system as a whole isn't accelerating, even though the individual charges are being pushed and pulled. Why is that?
It ties back to Newton's third law. action-reaction pairs.
Ah, so the force F12, Q1 on Q2, is equal and opposite to F21, Q2 on Q1.
Exactly. Coulomb's law obeys Newton's third law perfectly. For every force between a pair of charges within the system, there's an equal and opposite force. When you sum up all the forces on all the charges, these internal reaction pairs cancel out.
So the net force on the system due to internal interactions has to be zero. Makes sense. The source mentions the proof is left as an exercise.
Yeah, typical textbook move. But the principle is the important part. Coulomb's law and Newton's third law work together beautifully.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. If we boil down this whole discussion on forces between multiple charges, what are the absolute key takeaways for you, the learner?
Number one, definitely the principle of superposition. It's your tool for tackling complex situations. You just calculate the simple two-body forces using Coulomb's law.
Acting as if no other charges exist for that specific calculation.
Right. And then you just add all those individual forces up as vectors to find the total force on the charge you care about.
And crucially, remember that the fundamental force between any two charges, described by Coulomb's law, isn't changed just because other charges are nearby.
Couldn't say it better myself. Those two pillars, Coulomb's law for the pairwise force and superposition for combining them, that's really the foundation for all of electrostatics.
It's pretty elegant, actually, how these fundamental rules build up complexity.
It really is.
Okay, so a final thought to leave you with. We've seen how superposition works, wonders for electric forces. What about other forces? Think about gravity, for instance.
Good question.
If you have the sun, the earth, and the moon, does the gravitational force between the sun and the earth change because the moon is also there? Does superposition apply to gravity in a similar way?
That's something to chew on. Does this powerful principle extend beyond electricity and magnetism? It hints at maybe some deeper connections in how the universe works.
Definitely something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.